Vectis Radio.
We have an interview coming from Kelvin, actually.
Yes, indeed. I have Ed with me. Good afternoon, Ed.
Oh, good afternoon.
And you're dressed in strange garb.
Well, when aren't I dressed in strange garb? So I'm dressed today as a sort of a French peasant from the Revolutionary War to advertise a new show which is heading to Shanklin Theatre at the end of the month.
Which I think is called The Scarlet Pimpernel.
It is. It is The Scarlet Pimpernel, a story of, you know, great romance, swashbuckling adventure, and maybe, you know, the bad guy may get his comeuppance, or will he rule the day? You never know. If you've got to find out, you've got to make your way to Shanklin Theatre.
Yeah, what date's that on before we move on?
So that is on the 28th to the 31st of May, 2026.
So not far.
No, tickets are on sale now.
How are rehearsals going?
Amazingly well. Yeah,
good. And now, you're not just a French peasant in it, but you are the armourer, aren't you?
I am the official armourer for the show, yes.
What does the armourer do?
So, as the armourer, I'm looking after all the swords which are in the show and any of the other weapon props, as well as keeping the actors up to scratch, as it were, with their fight scene. And there is an amazing choreographed fight scene at the end of the show.
So it's no secret that you have to choreograph things with swords because they are dangerous, even though they are prop swords.
Absolutely, yes. It has to be choreographed. The actors need to know exactly what they're doing and be prepared if occasionally, very rarely, touch wood, things may go slightly off cue. Yeah. And you need to know how to work with the situation and carry on.
So in the studio, there's anybody who would like to learn how to use swords?
Ollie? Maybe it would be cool. I've kind of always wanted to fence, not much, but like a bit of fencing maybe, because I just thought it looked cool, you know, like, so maybe, yeah, maybe that's a maybe and a, like a 50-50 chance.
And you've been doing a bit of drama, Ollie, haven't you? So you could combine the two now, do a bit of choreographed fight scenes.
That is true.
Yeah. So do you show young people how to use swords and things safely?
We will very shortly with Time Jump Histories. We get called in to come and help with productions, with fight scenes and such. So yes, we can definitely think about moving on and working with the younger generation of actors and performers to, you know, start looking how to fight safely and controllably on stage and make it look really good.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? It's got to be safe, but it's got to also look like you're actually having a fight, without it being obviously pulling your punches or whatever.
Absolutely. It's a good skill. It's a very good skill to learn.
It's a good skill, and you, as an armourer, you do sometimes use firearms as well, do you not?
Sometimes.
Not in this one, necessarily.
Well, I'm not going to give everything away.
Oh,
I'm not going to give everything away.
Oh, secrets.
Ooh, secrets. Yes, yes.
But, yeah, I was at a production in Northwood House Gardens, and suddenly someone produced a revolver and frightened the living daylights out of everybody. But that was part of the plot.
That was part of the plot.
Yes.
I know that one very well. I had to do the paperwork.
Well, thank you, Ed, for all you do. And you know, it's Scarlet Pimpernel at the Shanklin Theatre, 28th to 31st of May. Details on the Shanklin Theatre website. Also, look up Time Jump Histories, because Ed does all kinds of period histories, dresses up properly for them and knows his stuff. I didn't mention the pirates that have now gone from across here, but we'll go into that another time.
Absolutely, another radio time.
Another radio. Thank you very much for coming in,
Ed.
Thank you. And we now go back to the studio.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.